singled out from the other melachos. So now we discuss two psukim, one Bechor Shabbat Ishbos, what it refers to, why it's would single it out, the Havim Dib Gemara Ayin Amin Aleph, that it refers to, Karishan Katsira, and that in some respect, not 100% clear, but in some respect there's a difference in terms of Chiluk Melachos, between Kirik, Karish, and Katsir, and everything else. And in light of that, again, the Gemara Horio stuff, Dalit Amud Beis, doesn't single out Karisha for any particular reason. And then we discuss the other Pasuk, the Pasuk in the Hasar Sadibro, which mentions Ben Hecha, and the confusing discussion, I would say, of the Rambam, what the Rambam really means in Perek Chav Hilchos Shabbos, the way the Ramban took it in the end of the Masechta and in Sefer Mitzvos. Does the Rambam have a special pasuk dafka for Harisha, or at least for Harisha in Behemto? It's really not that clear at all, one way or another, but definitely the Rambam makes some reference to that. And then the Ramban says, why do you need a separate pasuk? Because there Malchus and Skilo, simply because it's one of the 39 Avos Malacha, and so on and so forth. So that's one issue, the role of Harisha in Torah Shebechsav, and possible fallout from that might reflect either that it's on a more tentative basis, you need a Derech HaKasuv, because otherwise, just like the Rishonim say about Shabbos, about the Hotzah of the Shabbos, that it's a Malacha grew up, you have to overcompensate because what is really Harisha? And the explanation to that might be, well, again, if it's limited to the shutfas of Adam and Behema, so it might be, you know, isn't that a kind of a Shnayim Shasu type thing, or dilution at least in some way, of Baisa Adam. Or the other possibility, and this of course is a little bit ironic, is that it would be based on the Ramban's comment on Kuvav Amud Aleph. Ironic because the Ramban is the one who is very unhappy with the Rambam's comments in Perek Chav Hilchos Shabbos, and says that it can't possibly be that this pasuk is primarily referring to Harisha, because Harisha is a regular of Malacha, doesn't require a separate pasuk. And he also, I think unfairly in this case, understands that the Rambam means that the Lav Shanitam Lazar Smisas Besan Elokan all of it refers to the Harisha side, where probably the Rambam means, based on the Gemara later on, is that it refers to the Mechamer side. Either way, the Ramban doesn't like this whole interpretation of the Rambam at all, and therefore it's a little ironic that the explanation of why you might need an extra pasuk might be based on the Ramban's own comment of Choresh being a Malachas Heksha. Okay, something to think about. So then we moved on from there to discuss this question, whether or not Harisha really is basically established as a Heksha for Zriya, or it's a Malacha in its own right. So on one hand, this would affect the overlapping issue. That's what we discussed in Zareya, right? The question that the Gemara asks, and then that the Rishonim or Achronim ask against the Rambam, in contrast to the Urayim and others, and that is, why indeed Rav and Rav Yosef, or Rav and Rav Yosef, argue about Menachash and Mashke? Why don't they both agree that there's overlap to Zareya and there is Choresh? So the Gemara's comparison to Zomer Tzorch Eitzim, and we discussed already which is the exception, which is the rule. Mashke and Menachesh are the exceptions that could be precisely because the relationship between Zriya and Harisha is more complicated than other malachos by virtue of the overlap. You will have easier overlap, or you'll have more difficult overlap precisely when there's a stronger relationship to begin with in the malacha. If it's Heksha, Zriya, and Zriya, so you might say, well, there's a definitive line there. And if you're on one side of it, you're only in Harisha, and if you're on the other side, you're only in Zriya. Whereas if two malachas have nothing to do with each other, there's no struggle, definitional struggle for the line. There might still be a definitional struggle for Ikar and Tafel and defining the Maisa, if on some level you have to define one or the other. That was the whole Ra'ah discussion that we had, and a little bit of Rebbe Chanan and other things. But that's a different problem. In terms of the Hagdara Shema Malacha, as opposed to the fight, the struggle to define the pu'ula, to give a single label to the pu'ula, that's not our issue now. Defining Choresh, defining Zareya, to say that, well, there's no no-man's land or overlap area between the two, because it's that line that differentiates them, makes a lot of sense, I think. Again, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't believe in it. I don't know if any other Achronim do either. I've never seen it that I can recall, but it occurs to me, at least in terms of the Gemaras, that Moed Katan base Gemara is the most explicit. It's not about this line of Zareya and Koresh. So the overlap issue is very important. Milchas Chinuch, as I say, always likes overlaps in general, and this is no exception. Zri and Chamish will see a few others, not only Menachesh and Mashke, but Mezared and Makarsein, a bunch of things that he thinks also are overlaps of mentioned at the end of Zaria and Harisha. Okay, so that's one issue, the question of overlapping. If indeed there is a relationship, so then it might affect some other issues as well. One is the Shir of Harisha, which we spoke of in the context of Zaria. Just to again recap, what we found was that according to the Rambam, Zaria and Harisha are both the Kol Shehu. According to Rashi in Krisus, it sounds like both of them have a Shir. And according to Rashi in Shabbos, it sounds like Harisha does not have a Shir, and Zaria does. Now again, there could be technical reasons why one does and the other doesn't have a Shir, just in terms of the technical, physical nature of the pa'ula. Even if there's a relationship and one facilitates the other, it's still quite possible that they are still physically different actions and quite different in every way. So Shir may be important to defining one and not the other. What would be particularly interesting would be if Koresh was held hostage to the Shir of Zareya. That's the Harisha that would have impact on Zareya. And that we do find a little bit, right, in two Makoros. In the Yerushalmi, it's very elaborate and very expansive. And of course, in the Sugya of Kuf Gimel, depending on how you understand it, right in the beginning, right? The Mishnah says a Choresh Kol Shehu. Then the Gemara says Lamai Chazi, Chazi Lebirz of the Kara. The Kavasei Gabi Mishkan Shkein Roy LeKalach Echad Shel Samani. So it depends how to read this Gemara, but one way to read the Gemara is the Gemara simply talking about Chashila. How can it be that something can be done to Kol Shehu? It has to still be defined as a Maisa and as a Malachas Machsheves. So it's got to be Lamai Chaz. It's got to be Chazi for something. So it isn't the Shir. But it has to be Chashuv or Rod. That's one way to read the Gemara. Another way to read the Gemara is that when we say Choresh Kol Shehu, what Ephraim mentioned the other day, sometimes Kol Shehu doesn't mean nothing. Kol Shehu means very small. Maybe there's a difference between Mashu and Kol Shehu. It's hard to know. So the Gemara is saying, what is the Shir? That's how the Arzarua, I'll read it inside in a second, that's how the Arzarua understands this issue. In Melechas Zareya and Melechas Choresh, so the Arzarua asks the question not on the Babli for some reason, but on the Yerushalmi. Right in the beginning here in Simin Nun. Hey, Koresh Kol Shehu, Amri Mar Kol Shehu to my Chazi, the beers that he also mentions about, the beers of the Kara, the Teimani, my Bo Yerushalmi Per Kol Gadol, the Masik Hasam Bamei Yachrosh V'yehei Chayev, Rabbi Tanya Amar Kenei Lita Karisha, Rabbi Acha, Rab Delita Zachrusa Shal Chita, Kol Magargar Echad, My kami boilei, hamasis and perakabona, choresh kol shehu. So the Arzarua says, v'nir b'einai de kami boilei, kama kol shehu. Okay. So that's another possibility. But of course there's a third option, and that is that bein the Babli, bein the Yerushalmi, the examples that they're giving, are Zaria. So the point may be that Harisha is kol shehu, in its own as Harisha, but in the sense that it's a malachas heksher for Zaria, maybe it requires that it be chazi l'Zaria. In other words, the Shir isn't the Shir of Harisha, but Harisha could be B'kol Shehu from the perspective of Maisa Harisha. But if it's not Chazi L'Zriya, it's like Tzunma, it's like, it's like rock, or any other place which is Ein Roi L'Zriya. So again, I haven't seen this answer, but it's to me, might be the most attractive answer. Choresh is B'kol Shehu. L'mai Chazi, that's part of what Choresh is defined. I think either one of these approaches is possible. Of course, there's another possibility as well, and that what I mentioned in the name of the Rav, when we talked about Zariah, that is that maybe there's a difference you're talking about Zariah between the Zera and the Karka. There might be something similar with regard to Harisha, although Harisha always focuses on the Karka. We'll get back to that. Okay. So the issue of Shiurim is very important as well. And then it was already noted that the Rashi in Krisos is talking about Siruf, Harisha, and Zariah. And that might be different, and also maybe different. Okay. Then the next thing to discuss, which we started discussing, was the relationship between Avos and Toldos, and how this Av is formulated. So again, here there's a methodological dimension to the problem. If you hold that all there is Avos and Toldos, so you're not going to get very much out of this part of the analysis. If you hold that there's Avos, Me'ina Av, and Toldos in Hilchos Shabbos, which is the view of the Rambam and Rashi, so then, what qualifies as Av, what is Me'ina Av, what is a Tolda, potentially can yield important information. So here again, just to contrast it, in the Yerushalmi, which doesn't believe in Me'ina Av, we saw this already when Rabbeinu Hananel quoted it, and so on, it's clear in the Yerushalmi. So for the Yerushalmi, everything is a Tolda. Again, the Arzarua quotes this. Arzarua is comfortable with the Yerushalmi as well. We saw that in Zariah. In addition to everything else. Everything else is a Tolda. Here it says that Pirusha Rav Moshe, referring to the Rambam, Echad Achoresh, Achofer, Osa Karitz, Areza Ad Malacha, Shkalacha Viachad, Nehen Chafira Hu Bekarka, the Inyan Echad. Ad kan l'shon. Rotsa lomar, kofar b'choreit einan toldos. Aval b'Yerushalmi per kol gadol tani, rabchia chofar, choratz, noatz, toldos b'charisha. Okay. So the Arzarua contrasts the Yerushalmi's approach with that of the Rambam. But the question we have to ask whenever we encounter that kind of thing is that important for charisha, or is that just part of the regular discrepancy between the way that they look at Av, Mein, Av, Toldos across the board, right? It makes it more important for that topic and less important for our specific topic. So in the case of the Rishalmi and the Rambam, I think the answer is it's a universal issue. In the case of Rashi, it's more intriguing because since Rashi does believe in Mein, Av, so the fact that in Mem, Vav, he limits the Av of Karisha to Choresh and considers Choretz and Chofer to be Toldos, that is surely significant. Now the question is, how significant? So the point is to be, again, methodologically sound. We also noted that even in Zariah, right, the Rambam and Rashi draw the lines in different places. So, within the school of Av, Me'ina Av, and Tolda, right, it's going to be much more important to determine what everything is in Choresh. But at the same time, we still have to consider the sensibilities of the individual Rishonim in question. Is this consistent with their larger picture? Now, it's harder to do that because pinning down the reasons, for such detailed distinctions is always much more speculative. Right? So, as we talked about, in Zariah, when Rambam and Rashi argue whether Zomer is a Tolda or Zomer is an Eina Av, right, the argument could be within, the larger structure of Hilchos Shabbos, where do you draw the line? In which case, the fact that in Choresh, Rashi ends up expanding Toldos and limiting Eina Av, again, may be consistent. Rambam always expands it, and Rashi restricts it, even within the view of those that there is such a category of Eina Av. So, for example, if you wanted to say that Me'in Av for the Rambam is where the result or the Chetza is involved or the result is very similar without any deviation. And for the Rambam, it's about the Maisa and the Tzura being somewhat comparable or parallel. Okay, so Zomer for Rashi is a Tolda and Zomer for the Rambam is an Av. That's because of their larger view about where to draw the line. So here too, you might say that there's a difference between the tzura of choresh and the tzura of charitza and chafira, and this is l'shitasa across the board. Nothing to do with choresh. Or maybe the argument in Zomer and the argument in choresh is a local argument about the nature of those melachos. And here, you know, I think it works well to say that according to Rashi, l'shitaso, as we noted last time, according to Rashi, the essence of Zriya, of Chrisha, is Ripui Ara. Right? He seizes on the formulation of Rabba. Okay, it's hard to know whether Rabba and Rav Yosef agree that Ripui is what defines Chrisha. Right? But at least Rashi is very impressed with the formulation of Ripui. Moreover, more important even, according to Rashi, this Ripui is all the shame Zriya. And as we noted, Rashi keeps inserting Zriya on Ein Gimel and Beis, at least, in everything. And we also note the Rashi in Psachim and the Rashi in Moed Katan, right? The Rashi in Psachim that says Charisha La'achar Zriya is Charisha in Shvius, is Zriya in Shvius, told of Zriya in Shvius. And the Rashi in Moed Katan, at least the Diuk I tried to make in Rashi, which is that the reason there's no Kelai Karem in Charisha is because the Heftz of Kelai Karem doesn't exist yet. Whereas Rashi could have just said, because the Torah says Zriya, not Charisha. So if you put all that together, it seems like Rashi is inclined to think that Charisha is a Heksher of Zriya. So if that's true, then Choretz and Chofer, again, presumably they also have to be B'mokom She'efshar L'Zriya, but there's no question that there's a discrepancy between Charisha and Charitza and Chafira. One might have thought that the discrepancy would be so big that maybe that you can be potter. That's not true. Gemara says clearly that Charitza and Chafira are chayim. But for Rashi, at minimum, they're not going to be main av, they're going to be told us. Whereas according to the Rambam, where Hechsher Zriya doesn't appear to be a primary factor in Charisha, again, the Rambam uses the expression not only Ripui Ara, but Yipui Ara, although we'll see in a moment, you know, how expansive that is, but Perikas at least. Moreover, Rashi doesn't say anything in Perik Zayin, Halacha Aleph, or Beis, sorry, about the role of Charisha in Zriya. Again, when he wanted to speak about Smicha and facilitating growth, he knew how to do it. Right in Halacha Gimel, when he speaks about Zomer and Zorea and Notei and Mavrich and Markiv, he says, it's Litzmuche Peira. Here he doesn't say anything about, you know, even Ripui or Yipui in Perek Zayin. He just says, you know, it's all Inyan Echad. So if he really thinks it's Inyan Echad, and there's no evidence that the Rambam thinks that it's L'Shem Zorea, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. And on the contrary, later in Perek Ches, the Rambam says, a Yipui Karka, Hashva Sakarka. Right, so Rashi makes Yipui Karka, Hashva Sakarka, either building it up or planing it down, smoothing it up, making the, you know, working with the contours of the karka. Rashi makes that all about Roy and Lizria. In the Rambam, it seems like that's fundamental. That's what Charisha is about. Charisha is about shaping the contours of the karka. So if we put all that together, it's not surprising, even from a local Charisha point of view, never mind the larger, how expansive is Beina versus Tolda. From both perspectives, Rashi and the Rambam might fit very, very nicely. Okay. At the same time, we should also note the view of the Orzarua. The Orzarua works with Yipui Karka, but he thinks that Yipui Karka is also about Yipui Lazria. I think that Rashi emphasizes Ripui more than Yipui, because he's more comfortable with that linkage, but just in terms of the range of Rishonim, the Or Zoruah projects Roy Lizria very much, but in terms of Yipui. Below Mechayv Mishum Choresh, Ela Bekarka Haruia Lizria, Kedemuchot Perak El Over, that's the Sigim and Zion in Psachim. Again, the Gemara there says, Tsunma, you know, is not subject to Charisha. It has to be Roy Lizria. But these are two ways to understand that Gemara. Right? If you hold that Charisha is really fundamentally Hechsher Lizria, then that Gemara is natural. and it's fundamental to the definition of Harisha. The result of Ein Haroi L'Zriya is what's Ma'akev, the definition of Harisha. One could extend it's just a shiur in Vadas HaKarka. I mean, you have to be able to do enough with the karka that, you know, has to be a kind of a karka that's Haroi L'Zriya. Any karka which is Ein Haroi L'Zriya, lo shmo karka le'inyan Harisha. Not because Harisha is about the facilitating of growth, but because that's what defines karka. Davar she'ein haroi l'zriya, lo shma karka, that's called Eben. Right, that's Sela. So the truth is that the Gemara in Pesachim can be read in more than one way. It's fascinating that almost the first thing that the Orzarua says about Harisha, when he's defining it, is this halacha. The Rambam doesn't quote it at all. I'm sure he believes that it's an explicit Gemara in Pesachim. But for the Rambam, you know, it's probably a shear in, yeah.
Don't some Shonim understand the Gemara Sakhim lines about Shvias, blind,
time, yeah, you also could say that. That's why it's interesting, again, that's the second point, that the Arzarua quotes this as a universal principle in Harisha, is not obvious at all. Could be the Rambam held that, you know, that has to be
a, the Rambam and, right.
And it points to the Rambam that Harisha is not really Kaid and Shvias any, or maybe it's the Chalal V'Yaseh, but it's not certainly not included in the Lab, which is the debate between Ram and other Rishonim. But the fact again that Or Zarua quotes it right in the beginning, assumes that it's relevant A, assumes that it's central B, I think is perfectly consistent, just one more second, with what he continues to say. Lo b'chad shum koshan b'karka v'il Zriya, k'nemucha b'elo ovrin, v'tsumma b'zriya hi, alma kolecha d'karka la b'zriya, lo b'chayim v'shem chorish. One could have said it's a karka. V'amina b'Yerushalayim per kol gadol kol davar shuhu la'nos karka, meaning lipui karka, chayim v'shem chorish, achofer, achoritz, anoitz, amadayer, amader, amazabel, amasakel, amarabetz, amifafei, agushim, amavra b'charashim, amatzis asa'or, b'usha, so on and so forth. And then he says, towards the bottom of the page, mikomokom zelamadnu b'Yerushalayim, Shekol dover shula noas karka ubekach yoser tov lizara. That's what it means. Not just that it's better for the karka. It's better for the zriya. Chayev mishum chorish. That's the thrust of the. That's the thrust of the Orzarua. Okay, so that's even if it's yipui. For Rashi, it seems more. This Rashi seems more connected to the idea of ripui. And I said, we don't really know whether Ripui and Yipui depend on Rabban or Rav Yosef, would be intriguing to think so, or not. In this connection, I should also mention something else. In the Chaschinoch, doesn't see Rashi and Pesachim. Yeah. No. They didn't say that it's not royal Zruya. It says She'ina Zruya. Let's say you pour water and there are no seeds in the ground. So there is Harisha because you're making it, you're being the Yapeh. I'm glad you asked it because it's a very important point, but it's not a steer at all. What you're doing is by pouring water on the ground, you're being Masha the Karka to be more conducive for Zruya. That's the bottom line here. It'll be easier to seed it. But there's no chiyuv of zriya because there are no seeds there yet. So there's no smicha, but as hechsher lizriya, it's fine. So it's a good question, but actually they fit in very nicely. Okay. Yeah.
Even if you say that you need that carpet that's running is really. That's like
Shmei Karka
and it's not really doing it, it's like Sela. Then you still have to explain then,
yeah,
no, why specifically Zriya into
the
Kodesh, because you have to explain how come you need specifically Karka
now. Why no, I'm not talking about Zriya, I'm talking about Harisha.
Right.
Like, Harisha is a
Malachas HaKarka? But if Karka means Roy and Zriya, so then Harisha is still being related to.
No, but only. In only Derech Agav. For some reason, the definition of karka is davar haroy lizriya. It's a litmus test. That's all. It's symptomatic. So it's one stage removed. And there are two issues. One is what is the mechayev of harisha? I'm saying now the mechayev of harisha is not the facilitating growth or being machshir for growth, enabling growth, right? Not at all. It means avodas hakarka, like Rambam says, you know, mashve machlik. But it has to be a karka, just like the other gemara that says our gemara. You know, if you do it in your house, it's bone. If you do it in the field, it's choresh. Choresh is bone, not in your house, but basada. Right? But what is sada? What is karka? Why isn't there what is cement? You mean outdoors, meaning the great outdoors adventure, whatever that may be, natural substances? What is karka? Right? Just like we could ask in the home, let's say the floor of your house is karka. So is that harisha? So the Gemara says the context is a home, and therefore it's bone. So too, we could ask, even if harisha is not about zriya, but on what substance and in what context does it exist? So it's, you know, lahashvos or lahachlik fnei hakarka. Okay, and what about Evan? Let's say you chisel, later on we'll talk about mesates, you know, real chiseling that, you know, makes a form. But, right, let's say you just, you know, you're smoothing the stone to make the contours of the land. Is that considered harisha or not? That could have nothing to do with the question of hechsher zriya. It could just be the davar she'ena roy lezriya lo shma karka. I think it's possible. Okay. The Minchas Chinuch was bothered by the Rashi and Pesachim. I think the Rashi and Pesachim and the one of Lloyd Cotton, which no one quotes, work very nicely. But the Minchas Chinuch was bothered by it. Okay. Anybody see it? Well, what bothered the Minchas Chinuch? Chaim Saad? Daniel?
He was bothered by
because if Rashi there thinks that Harisha la'achar Zriya is a told of Zriya, so why isn't Harisha la'achar Zriya on Shabbos a told of Zriya? Yeah, the Gemara, I can give a little bit of base, which we started with, right? Which the Gemara says, where the Gemara says, again, read it, Daniel. You know, why does the Mishnah start Zoreya and Chavaresh? Shouldn't it Choresh and Zoreya? How can the Mishnah go against the Rambam? Right, that's what the Gemara asks. Not exactly. Okay. So, right, so part of the issue is, yes, what do you make of it, Daniel? Michti Mikro Karn Bereisha. Even after.
Yeah.
So, well, of course, in the Gemara itself, and we'll get to this in just a second, but is the Gemara suggesting that this is machloka? Is the Gemara just asking a technical question, you know, about the order of things, or is the Gemara suggesting that there might be an issue here? It's not clear, right? If you look at some of the Rishon HaRitzvah, right, it sounds like there might be an issue. It might be a question whether Harisha, Lachar Zriya, is Chayev or Pater. Or, in Minchas Chinuch terms, there might be a question whether Harisha, Lachar Zriya, is Zoreya or Choresh. So the question of the Gemara isn't just, you know, this order, that order, you know, Eretz Yisrael, Babel, Torah, Eretz Yisrael. It's about, you know, hardcore, fundamental halachic question. You know, what is Harisha? What's it all about? Either way, so Rashi, so Minchas Chinuch, with that in mind, says, so, you know, Rashi and Pesachim actually is a liability, right? Because Rashi and Pesachim says that Harisha Lachar Zriya is Zriya. So how come in the Gemara here, Rashi understands it this way, that it really is Harisha, right? So he's very upset about that, the Minchas Chinuch. Pretty upset. Yeah. So what does he say about it?
He says that it's not so clear in our Gemara. It's one day. There's machlok, it's in our Gemara.
Yeah, but what does it say for Rashi to get out of this problem? Depends on 2 days in the Gemara? No, he doesn't say that.
Right.
What would the Minchas Chinuch say? What does the Minchas Chinuch always say, Ellie?
Chayvos.
Exactly, overlap. He says, there's no stira. Rashi and Psachim, you know, teaches you that you're chayv nishum tzuriya. And Rashi and Sugi here teaches you you're chayv nishum charish. You're chayv both, why not? More the merrier. That's the Minchas Chinuch's malach amad. So, but the truth is, I think there's a much better answer. And that is, Daniel? Exactly. And in Shvias, there may be no Harisha. Right? There's two elements. Number one, we spent a lot of time in Zoraya trying to show that the shame of Zriya in Shabbos and in Shvias might be very different. Again, Minchas Chinuch didn't like that approach. Minchas Chinuch is internally consistent, I think. But I think in the Rambam, for sure, and, you know, in other Bekoros as well, the idea of the Shavas Art, Shavas Hashem, not just being an additional assay, but reshaping, in some cases, how we define things, I think it's true. Moreover, if, according to Rashi, Harisha, in general, is a independent Malach and Luchas Shabbos, but its nature, at least on the Av level, is Hechsher Zriya, so then again, it's like the you know, like we said, the Moy Cotton. Then the overlap issue becomes crucial, in a way. In other words, in Shvius, so this could be under the rubric of Zriya, because there is no Harisha. But where there is a Harisha, it's not going to be Zriya, because that's what Harisha is. Harisha already is the overlap of Zriya, or the facilitation of Zriya. So I think that Rashi and Psachim and Rashi and Moy Cotton are actually very good, and you don't have to say overlap, and for sure Rashi would not say that Harisha Lachar Zriya is Chayiv Shtayim, as far as I know. Okay. In any case, the Rashi emphasizes Ripui, or Zerua emphasizes Yipui, but both Rashi and or Zerua assume that Hechsher Zriya at least is central. Again, in the quoting of the Gemara Psachim and other things, I think work out nicely with that. On the other hand, I think that largely the Rambam, if anything, works with Yipui, and certainly works with Karka, not with Zriya. And it's possible that in that connection, we'll see in a minute, that maybe that's connected to the Rambam's leaving the order as it should be chronologically, namely Harisha Kodem with Zriya, not La'akha Zriya. Hard to know. Rabbi Hananel also in our Sugya, Ein Gimel, quotes Yerushalmis, but emphasizes Yipui Ara, but also emphasizes, again, the shaping of the contours of the karka as being very important. Could be that Rebbe Hananel also sees Karisha as having nothing to do with Zriya. And as I said, this affects not only the Gemara and Psachim, whether it's relevant, and if it is relevant, whether it's relevant as a shame karka or as a part of the Mekayev, but it also, I think, affects how you read the contrast between Bayis and Sadeh, as we spoke of last time, either technically, or what the Gemara really means is this should be Harisha, except that it's an Abayis, which itself can be understood in two ways. Namely, that framework, it's now my floor, it's not the Karka. You don't need to say anything more than that. Or, as Rashi, I think, understood it, and as the Minchas Chinuch quotes in the name of the Pnei Yeshua, the real point is that it's not the Royal Lizria. Of course, the Chiddush being that it is technically Royal Lizria, in the sense that it's Karka, but it's not Royal Lizria because it's my floor, and therefore there's always going to be drisas regel. I'm not going to let anything grow there, so it's built in that it's not going to be harisha. Meaning that would be the biggest chiddush in the Gemara, if that's what the Gemara meant. It's really in its tzura and everything else harisha, and it should have been chaya for both of them or only harisha, but it's binyan because it's just not harisha. It's not harisha because of this ria part. Okay. Let's look more closely for a couple of minutes at the Yipui issue. So again, in the Yerushalmi, Yipui is big, and the Babli, Yipui, appears on Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph. So just look at that Gemara for another minute. Yoshua, you back there? Is it there? Oh, there it is. Okay. If you don't mind, this is the Mishnah Kuv Gimel.
Always close to, not just from the Kharsi, but very close to the fire.
Yeah. So this Mishnah, the Koresh part is clear. The Kol Shehu we've already discussed. But it means she or Kol Shehu, like the Arzarua, or it really means Kol Shehu. And then the continuation of the Gemara in the Yerushalmi is either Dinim Blech Smachsheves, or, as I say, the Shior is a Hechshel Zriya. And therefore, it's a Zriya Shior, not a Harisha Shior. Okay. But the continuation of Menachesh, Mekarse, Mezared, Kol Shehu Chayev, that's not clear. Is that Zoreya? Right? Or is that Choresh? Or is that Kotzer? Right, there are three candidates here. Koresh, Zareya, Kotzer. Not clear at all. And it's a huge discussion. Now, Menachesh, we know the discussion of Moed Katan, although there's a further discussion, and that is whether the Menachesh of this Mishnah and the Menachesh of Rav and Rav Yosef in Moed Katan is the same Menachesh or not. And also Kedem and the Rambam, Milchus Chinuch has a very big piece on it. A lot of Achronim discuss it. Is it the same Menachesh or not? The details I'll leave aside. But either way, whether Menachesh, Mekarse, Mezared, Zoreya, in which case it establishes Kol Shehu, that has to be worked out, that's fine for the Rambam, but it has to be worked out again, according to Rashi, or it refers to Harisha, or it refers to Katsira, that's not so clear. Or whether it overlaps, again, from the Menachesh, Mekarse, Menachesh, Mekarse, Mezared, overlap into several Melachos, possibly. Okay, continue.
Melachos.
So this already is clearly Kotzer. Go ahead. Yeah. Well, at least the Latakin Kosher, we're not sure what that is. Again, that could be Zriya or Harisha, but certainly it could be Katsira. The other part, of course, is Katsira. Okay, go ahead. The Gemara. The Mai Chazi. Okay, this is what we spoke about in the Birza the Kara. Right, this is always Yeah, so here's where we get the Liapos as a karka factor. Okay, go ahead. Okay. So this is a famous Gemara which we discussed already in Shum Sigurishu. So, of course, the question is this role of Yipui, this definition of Yipui Karka, does it refer to Harisha? The Pashtus, it refers to Harisha. It could refer to Zriya. Smicha, in other words, promoting Smicha. Or it refers to Harisha. Most of Shurim understand that it refers to Harisha. But then you have this factor of Liapos Sakarka as a definition of Harisha. Again, for the Arzarua, for Abedu Hananel, for the Yerushalmi, this is fine. For Rashi, who focuses on Ripui, especially if you think there's a difference between Ripui and Yipui, that Ripui is Hechshel Zriya and Yipui is improving the quality of the Karka itself, then this might be important. So here we should just note that the Rishonim debate this point. Some Rishonim just explained that the issue of Yipui and not Yipui is a question of Shiurim, not a question of the Mechayiv of the Malacha. So to explain, Dimliyapos Kol Shehu. So the Gemara says, well, either way, there's going to be Yipui, it's a Psik Reisha. And the Gemara says, Alv Ar Dechavra. So it's not that you don't have to read the Gemara that the Mechayev of Harisha is Yipui. You say the Mechayev of Harisha is Ripui. But the Shior of Ripui is defined by Yipui. Yipui culture. That's certainly one way to read the Gemara, and that would work very well according to the Ritva, as we noted. Right, the Ritva reads this Gemara in a very radical way. Again, the way most Rishonim interpret the Gemara is that the Gemara ends up saying the most important thing about this Gemara is the Gemara says Psik Reish Lo Nichale Ba'ar Dechavrei or Ba'agam Yer Pater. So according to Balei Tosfos it means Yer Pater because Melach Shein Tzricha Legufa, it's Pater of Loser, but Yer Pater. right? The psik reishu, which makes a davar miskaven, but it's moshen tzirka legufa, so it's pater aval aser. And the aruch says, no, this is one of the main rayas, that psik reishu lelichale is mutter. If that's true, then there's no evidence that liapos isn't the mechayev. But the way the Ritva reads the Gemara, lule de nistafina, as he says, as we've already noted, is that this whole malacha is tentative to begin with. It's really on the border. It really shouldn't be a malacha. What makes it a malacha? The fact that there is yipur. So the what the Ritva means by this, I think, is not crystal clear. I think it could be explained in two ways. Let me just read the line one more time. Yeah. And this is his big question, which is for Sikresha very, very important. Mali nichalei, mai lo nichalei. Rejects the whole foundation of Balitosis, of the Aruch, of everybody. Because that, according to him, that depends on the objective chefza, not on the needs of the gavra. Yipul karka gamur, v'schita gemura, el shuayn tzarechla. Pchenim charash bebehemos sada achas, lo niskaven el liga behemosa, liagea behemosa. Klumiei patur? If he plows the you know, he has this work ethic for his animals. Right. Probably some Rishonim would think that it's potter. The ilav din stafina havamina shelo amruchei mekamal dechilo ichpas shari darav shimon ele b'davar shemach mas atzmo eno chashev maisa malacha. Shemach yikalechet lo ichpas lei chaz le mahuso she'en ba malacha v'la maisa chashev. Kon hoda hacha. The shuras hadin di yipui karka kol shu lo chashiva malacha. Ella kishim chashvilei mishum tzorech. Then he says the same thing about miyut anavim, menahad asugin sukha, v'chiyesh bo chashivos. V'chilo ichpas lei v'lo mechave, en have a milsa de lo chashi. V'hadar minin de shakal de barzi, and so on. So basically, according to the Ritva, what emerges is that this whole Gemara is not about situation, lo nichalei, for tosis, for aura, for anybody. It's really about when yipui karka kol shehu is chayiv and when is it not. But I think what's not clear in the Ritva is one point. Is the Ritva saying that this is charisha or tria, whichever it is, and the question is, but how can it be b'kol shehu? How can it be b'li shir? So the answer is, it has to be kavanas yipui. Kavanas yipui is the achshave to the shir. In which case, yipui, quite possibly, is not the shame malach at all. Or, is the ritva, and therefore the ritva says, when it's a, even though it's a psik resha, right, but it's a psik resha of nothing in the end of the day. Because the objective malacha didn't take place because he didn't do it kashir. Because yipui kol shehu besada acher is lacking in the shir. Or is the point of the ritva that the mechayev of charisha is, or this particular charisha maybe, is yipui. And a yipui which you're not interested in is not a yipui. As if you define the malacha in some objective way, it's like we explained about toldos, or possibly makom patish, right? The more the tachlis hamalacha is part of the shei malacha, the more the kavana isn't just an extraneous or additional requirement subject to the rules of psikreisha, the nicha, the lo nicha, ein shicha, the gufa, ein miskaven, and so on. It becomes part of the shei malacha. So basically what we're saying is, if the mechayiv is yipui, before I was saying for the ritva, the reason you're able to get away with a shir kol shehu is because it's yipui kol shehu. If you don't have yipui kol shehu, so you're lacking the shir. What I'm saying is, it's not even a malacha. The malacha here is yipui. And a yipui that he's not interested in is not a yipui. It's almost like harisha is you know, is like a makba patish kind of halacha. It's a kashivas halacha. But either way, according to either interpretation, according to the second interpretation, yipui emerges as the mechayev of harisha. According to the first interpretation, yipui is nothing, and its importance is limited only to shia. There's another sheet as well, and that is Shitas Ramban. Yoshua, what is Shitas Ramban in the sugya? But he doesn't say it here. He says it on Kuf Yud Aleph. Why does he say it on Kuf Yud Aleph and not on Kuf Gimel? Exactly. How would you refute the rayas of the Aruch? See, that's in the Sukraya, the Nezaisa, that's the sugya of Kuf Yud Aleph. That's where he deals with the Aruch. So what, if you don't hold back the Aruch, how would you neutralize his evidence? And one of the main pieces of evidence is from Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So what does he say? Yoshua?
Why? But there's
one key point. Oh, yeah, quotes about the Tosis view as well, but that's nothing new. We're only interested in what's unique about the Ramban. Well, what's unique about the Ramban's reading of Kuf Gimel and Aleph? No. What do you mean it's all malacha? That's what I'm saying, maybe for the ritzvah. But either it's all malacha, or that's what Harisha is according to the ritzvah, or the shir, but what does the Ramban say? Something very, very important. Big chiddush, I think. And the Minchas Chinuch came up with this on his own, but not in Harisha, but in his discussion of another malacha, which I can't say for the moment. Okay, see? Kotze. And by the way, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Okay. But he didn't quote the Ramban. Ramban is a very big chiddush. Do you have it there? See, go ahead. Back to Bali Tosis. Okay. So according to what emerges according to the Ramban is according to the Tosef, it's very clear that these are the two extremes. According to Tosef, it's perfectly clear that Yipui Karka is the Mechayev, and that is the Mechayev of Harisha. And that's what the whole sukkah is about. Right, then it has to work into Psikresha and so on, so you have to come back to either the Aruch or to Bali Tosis of Amlach and Tzricha Lugupa. But Ramban has tremendous chiddush, and that is that there's no such malacha as Yipui Karka. Again, the Ritva might say that too, except the Ritva might be saying the Yipui is only the Shiur, not the malacha. Or the Ritva is saying 100% the opposite. Because the malacha is defined by Yipui, so Yipui, which you're not interested in, it's a tentative malacha in a way. So the Machshava plays a greater role. Those are the two possible explanations of the Ritva. But the Ramban is saying something else. Ramban is saying that this is about Kotzer. It's not about Choresh. The only thing is that you need a shear. Now, what's the big chiddush in the Ramban in all of this? Hey, it's not the normal way that the Gemara has learned, but the Minchas Chinuch came up with this on his own. The Minchas Chinuch says, I have a new way to read the Gemara. Everybody read it wrong. I can't believe it. It starts quoting some of the quotes a few were shown him. He says, they all thought this Gemara was about Choresh, or some of them thought it was about Zoraya. He says, that's not the context. That's the first line of the Mishnah, Choresh Kolshu. After that, everybody's talking about the whole sugya is about Kotzer. And he's mechavein to the Divrei Ramban. Without quoting it, but he's mechavein to it. But what's the chiddush of the Ramban? And I think it's crystallized in the certain line that you that Svi just read. Namely, Yoni? Exactly. How can the shiur of kotzer be defined by the yipui hakarka? And what line crystallized it, Dovi? The vulnerability, that is. When the Ramban really gets excited and says, Camille? Yoni? Okay, that's what he's saying. Good. When it's a davar chashuv. And the davar chashuv can be defined even by yipui karka. But then he goes, Eitan? No. Okay, good. So he's saying that Arad Lav Chabre, so then the whole thing is lacking a shear. It's Katsira anyway. The psik ratio is in the Zriya. That's where the Ramban get benefit from all this. He says, listen, I think I could hold, remember the Ramban could hold here the psik ratio from this Gemara alone. The psik ratio of Nichale is Chayim for all, like the Ritva wants to hold. Right? And maybe like the Rambam does hold, we're not sure. Different ways of explaining the Ramban, but we know that he never says psik ratio of Nichale is Chayim is Mutter. Or even Potter. He may have different explanations of what happens every time. It's not a psik ratio or it's not a... Whatever. Okay. Well, what's the key? What's the interesting line with Mathis? I thought your hand was up. No? Yeah. Exactly. He very good. Again, it's fine.
He says that just like by Matsya, if you this year change this way, only this person.
Yeah. So is it comparable? What happens in the case of Matzniya? Matzniya is explaining how do you define a chetzah chashuvah le'inyan hotzah, right? So the answer is, you know, there can be objective definitions, subject definitions, there's, you know, what people guard, what they don't guard, what he guards, he guarded it and put it away, they took it out of his hiding place. Are they then dependent upon his chashivas or their own chashivas? Okay, very, very fascinating things. What's it all about? The chetzah that you're going to carry. So you're carrying this chepta, Mishas Arabin, Dalet Amos, Mishas Ayachal, Mishas Arabin, Mishas Arabin, Mishas Ayachal, whatever it is. And the question is this a Davar Chashuv? So he's trying to show subjective, objective, there can be different, well, why is he quoting that? To show, shiurim are not always, clearly defined. What they mean to the world, what they mean to me, what they mean to you, when it's me who's doing the malacha, that's what he's trying to show. But here we're talking about something entirely different. We're talking about doing malacha. Here we're talking about the chetza that you're carrying. The chetza that you're carrying, in its value, is always what's important in the hotzah. Where it gets its value from, the role it's going to play in A and B and C and D and E, that's irrelevant. The fact is that the object, for whatever reason, this object either is or isn't kosher, but the object is the object that you're carrying. But when you do kotzer, it's almost right. I mean, to highlight the problem here, if you want to really highlight the problem, you would quote the Bali Tosas, right? Meaning, what do I mean by that? Which Bali Tosas? If you really want to highlight the problem of this. Daniel. Yeah, Artosis. And I give a little base that zone that kotzer, shalom, l'shem, tzorech, lo shma kotzer, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if that were to be true, I don't question what Ramban holds about that, but if that were to be true, so it would really be difficult to say that's true, you need the malachas kotzer for what you wanted, but the shiur of chashivos could be in the impact that it has on the karka. Yeah.
But is it necessarily true that the idea of matzniya is that you're being matched with the kefetz? Isn't it possible, taking, let's say, the case of Zorik, Kafos with the shiur, the hell is being matched in the shield for Tumal, that you're actually being matched with the mass in itself. And that therefore,
yeah, I don't think that is a separate case, but that's not the largest sugya of Matzniyah. The largest sugya of Matzniyah is clearly establishing the kashifas of the chayfas that you draw. There might be a different issue, and that is the chayfas that you carry. There might be a different issue, and that is, let's say, your action or the chefza is chashu because of what it will complete rather than what it is. You know, because what it will be where it is rather than where it's coming from or what you're doing. But the larger, the Mishnayos and the Gemara is about Matzniyah itself, clearly don't have that function. I mean, you're not, it doesn't give greater chashivus to the Hotzah, establishes the chashivus in the Chafza. Well, the question is, can you get by when there is no chashivus with the Chafza other than the chashivus of the Malacha? Would that be enough? That's an important question. I don't think that's a sugya about Matzniyah, that's not what the Ramban is calling. And, yeah. Again, you have the lines here. V'zeh doma l'matzniyah v'chai b'kol shehu v'shar b'nei adam en chayav malayim mele v'shiyuram. Okay. So basically, to sum up, the Gemara and Kuf Gimel speaks about Yipui Karka, but it's not clear in the entire Shakla of the Gemara what exactly is spoken of. It starts off with Harisha. There may be a transition to Katsira, or even Zriya and Katsira, or Harisha and Zriya and Katsira. It's hard to know. Again, the Haskinov might tell you that there is a lot of overlapping going on in this sugya. Either way, the most important part of the Gemara is not for our sugya, but for Psikration or Nichale. According to the Ra'a, according to the Ritva, according to the Ramban, there are different readings of that Gemara, so that it has nothing to do with the larger issue of Psikration or Nichale, although it's very crucial for the sugya of Psikration. But at least the establishment of a principle psik reishah lo nichalei mutter or pater doesn't exist in that Gemara according to these readings. That's not our bigger issue at the moment. At the moment our issue is this Gemara establishing that Yipui is the mechayiv of Harisha, or is this Gemara establishing that Yipui is the shiur of the Malacha? And if so, the shiur of the Harisha, or according to the Ramban, even not even the shiur of Harisha, the shiur of Katsira. The Ramban is a big chiddush because that you can establish chashivus in one realm when the nature of the malacha is in another realm. That's again, even if you don't hold like Tosis on Ayin Gimel, and you say that you know, it depends on Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, so it's easier to explain what the Ramban says, but it's still a chiddush. Maybe it then you know, depends on the issue that we discussed, the Bir Halacha and the Magad Avram, and the parallel of Rashi and the Ramban and the Ritva on Kuf Vav. Namely, let's say you had, there we spoke about, you know, Tikkun and Kilkul. Does the Tikkun have to be on the Tzricha Legufa part? And I, again, we talked about Gozei's Semer Lavan, Seyar Lavan, you know, Achas. Let's say, assuming that's the only one he has. Right, so this it's very chashuv. It doesn't need two saros, but good. If you hold malacha sheinu tzricha legufa pater, can the shiur express itself in the einu tzricha legufa part of things? Is that really part of the shei malacha at all? So if it's a patur, but it's part of the shei malacha, so you have tzricha legufa and you have a shiur, which is part of the malacha. Fine and good. Maybe that's what the Ramban really has in mind here. That would be fine, I guess. But if you held like Rashi that Tzricha Legufa also defines, cordons off the Malacha, you know, Linyan Tikkun V'Kilkul, so why shouldn't it do that Linyan Shiur as well? And then Gozei's, you know, Seir Echad Lavan would really be a problem according to everybody but the Rambam. And by the same token, saying that the Shiur Katsira can be the Yipui Kolshu of the Karka should be a problem as well. Either way, it's not comparable to Matzniyah. And Hotzah, that's just, what is this a Chetza Chashuv or not? And that's not the issue in Katsira. The Chetza that you are being Kotzer is not Chashuv. It's the other impact of your action, that is. Yeah.
I understand, within the Ramban, even, isn't there still a very big gap between saying we don't care where the Chetza gets Chashuv is from and saying that we're going to make the Shia something that's irrelevant to the action of Malacha?
Well, all I'm saying is, why not say that Kotzer, let's say we didn't hold that Kotzer, we said that Kotzer of Ein Tzricha Legufa is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So let's say I did Katsira, because I was interested in Yipui HaKar. Wouldn't that just be a Malach Shem Tzvi Chalik Vavav? I don't think it's worse than that. Right? I mean, saying it could be, according to Tosfos, it is worse. It's not Katsira at all. Let's say I disagree with Tosfos. Like Tosfos read the other Rishon, to say that it does depend on Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. And that Gemara, the Gemara says, Zomer Tzorek Le'etzim is according to Rav Shimon, not according to Rav Yehuda. But in Achronomi, according to Rav Yehuda, Malach Shem Tzvi Chalik Vavav, you have it.
I'm saying within the Rabban, it doesn't prove for
a chesed from Matzniya. Right, I think either way it's a leak, because in the case of Matzniya, that whole problem doesn't exist. That's what you're saying. You're saying, even, oh, I hear what you're saying. You're saying that even if I could explain that on the non-Tzricha Legufa component, that the non-Tzricha Legufa component can be used for things like Kilkul and Shiur and so on, you're saying, but still it's a bad mashal. Because in the case of Hotzah, it's directly connected. Right. I think that's true. That's what I meant when I said that it's, you know, even more acute when you read that line. 100%. For that reason. Right. I don't have a good answer for that. I can limit the damage. Right? I can't eliminate it completely. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wondering
Rabban Rav Yosef is compared to Moed Katan. Yeah, except that here they agree, so I think it's interesting. But there's an implication that they have a larger disagreement. Maybe. I mean, it's hard to know when a Gemara says that. That's a kind of a linguistic or a literary question, which I don't have the answer to. I was wondering about it myself. Namely, if you just come from Moed Katan and you read this Gemara and you have Rabban Rav Yosef in your mind, and especially that they may argue, they may argue about overlapping, they may argue about Zoreh, they may argue about Koresh. And then you see, even Rabban Rav Yosef agree, so it does it reinforce the idea that, you know, they have a more fundamental disagreement than just Mashke and Menachesh. I think that's what you're asking?
I was thinking, it's in my thought then, if all they do agree to a certain extent, in that they don't see watering the plants as being too malachal.
They don't?
Watering the ground,
Right.
Watering the seeds.
Right.
And by answer both of them,
yeah. Why not say both?
That's a both.
Okay.
So here, if you read the previous after Kulu, they ask me to be Chayav too.
I don't know. I don't think Kulu. I thought all the cases.
After Kulu, really after Chayav, then each case.
Right, but that we're not saying you should be Chayav Shayim in any case.
Well, why not? Why not? They both Chayav on Kisiva and also Chayav on the Karka.
But you might be saying that. I'm saying the Gemara. I don't think that's what the Gemara means.
No, I'm saying that be what mean that you have both. Rav Yosef is saying that.
I don't see it.
Only Chayav one. Only Chayav.
But the question in the Gemara is whether you're Chayav at all.
Well,
the Gemara says in the Yapan Zakarka Kol Shein, and the Gemara says Atu Kulala. Aren't all these cases?
But you at least have the basic. And the questions are Shira. You at least have the field for Ketzira or whatever if you reach the full Shira. The question is for these things, why don't you reach the full Shira as a...
Right, but do we know that Rabba and Rav Yosef argue about Hotzer, or... We're not even sure. I thought you were saying is, if Rabba and Rav Yosef just argue about Mashka and Menachesh, so, you know, what's the Smodna Rabba and Rav Yosef? It could just be that they were the people in the base medrash and they both agreed on this point and it has nothing whatsoever to do with Moed Katan. Or is there some implication that there's a debate between Rabban Rav Yosef and Moed Katan that is of larger significance than Mashke and Menachesh? Mashke and Menachesh is the tip of the iceberg. And yet, when it comes to this issue, despite the fact that they have this, you know, it's like, you know, the Rambam and the Ravid in, you know, in these malachos, on this point they agree. Like the Chiddush to say that they agree. I don't know. I think that could be. But I don't think anybody's talking about overlapping this sugya that I can see. I don't think it has to be anyway. Yeah.
Can we really get the problem with the Rabban comparison to Hatsia based on their understanding of the Malacha in terms of whether it's focused on like carrying the chafza or a chafza shiurs, and the fact that the Rabban seems to think that if we do a chafza shiurs, so it would be more of a...
I'm not quite sure. Why does that help for this? But either way, what chafza are you being machla for shiurs? I mean, it's still okay, but it's chashuv. How you define chashuv, fine, but it's still the transfer of the object in one way or another. I mean, the object, and therefore its chashivos, is more directly connected. Here you're talking about Kotzer, but the purpose of the Kotzer is for the Zariah and the Harisha, not with Katsira. That's the problem I have with Rabbah. I'm not saying Yipui Karka gives Chashivos. No, what Ephraim is trying to say is, in general, I mean, this act of Katsira is Chashuv because it's of what it does. The Chashivos isn't in the Chetza that's Niktzar. That's clear. But the question is, why can the chashivos of Kitzira as an action derive from its Ein Tzrich HaLugufa part, or even more so? Well, it's more than its Ein Tzrich HaLugufa part, it's some other melachos.
The chashivos of the Chetza allows it to be significant
for the Kitzira. Okay. So, and only if it's a significant Chetza. And how do we define significant Chetza? By me, by him, by the world. That's what the sukkahs of Ramatzni are about. But either way, there's no contradiction between the, or there's no disparity, there's no contradiction between the chayvet, that you're a matznia, and what you're doing with it. On the contrary, if it's something that people consider to be chashuv enough to hide away, so then when you are machlif rishus, or motz, whatever it is that the nature of hotzah is, Whatever it is, I think you can, from my point of view, you can fill in the blanks. You're arguing that it depends on the blanks. I don't see that. Why does it depend on the blanks? Let's say Tzachalotus for sure, yes, so. There's some Kiddush in the fact that it's a Dabar Mutzna. For the same reason that it's important that it be Mutzna, when it changes locations, that's important too. Whereas in Katsira, we're saying that the act of Katsira gains its stature not from Katsira, but from the residual or coincidental Harisha and Zariah aspect of it. That's strange. At minimum, it's strange as a comparison. At maximum, if you were to hold like Balitosis, in Katsira, Tzricha Legufa plays an even greater role. How could that be? And even if you weren't holding like Bali Tosis, you'd still have to contend at minimum with Rashi's comments about Tikkun and Kilkul. That's good. It's Makshen Tzricha Legufa, nothing more. But isn't that enough to say that that's a problem where we're getting Shiurim? So that's why I quoted the Magen Avraham and the Bir Halacha in Gozeh, is to show that at least there's an argument on that point. But first you have to overcome Tosis Ana and Gimulnes, then you have to overcome that. Either way, you don't have a good equation. I think. I mean, nothing that I'm comfortable with yet, anyway. Okay, let's continue. So that's, just to sum up, the Sugya Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph is potentially a very important Gemara about Choresh and establishing the factor of Yipui Karka. The Yerushalmi is also focused on Yipui Karka. For Menachem, not only Or Zeruah, Yipui Karka is very important, but maybe in opposite directions. Or Zeruah for Choresh, for Zeriah, and Harisha L'Shem Zriya for, I think, Rabbeinu Chananel for Hachlokas HaKarka and other such things. The Rambam also mentions, I should just this, the Rambam mentions Yipui Karka too in Parakhes, as we discussed. There it's not light of what we just analyzed. We should look at it again. Parakhes Halacha Aleph. Chorish Kol Shul Chayva Menachish Bikari Elonus HaMekarse Matzavim HaMezarinus HaSrigim. According to the Rambam, clearly all this is Harisha. Not Zeriah, and not the Ramban's Katsira. Kedei liyapos es hakarka, Hareza told us Chorish. So two things. Number one is the point that the Chassidoch raises. What do you mean, kedei liyapos es hakarka? Right? Didn't the Gemara say that it's a psik reisha? Right? So that's the Chassidoch. And the Chassidoch says, I don't know. In the Rambam's against this Gemara, then he adds, he doesn't add in this context, but elsewhere, he says, anyways, as we discuss it, the Noda Behuda asked this question, and I asked this question, and I don't understand why the Rambam never brought down Arad the Chavre. And when we learned Pesach Reisha, we noted the Rambam almost never brings the factors of Pesach Reisha L'Bichale, and when he does, it seems like he redefines them. That's the pattern of the Rambam. Pattern is in his anomalous treatment of all these Gemaras, which is a pattern in its own right. But apparently the Rambam is not reading the Gemara the way the other Rishonim read it. Otherwise, unless, says Nukhasinuk, Kedei Liyapos reference not in his kavana, but in the objective, description of what's happening here. So if you recall, when we did Halacha Beis, Zomer, so we noted something very similar. The Ram says, HaZomer Se'ilun Kedei She'Yitzmach. Right? We suggested there are two ways to read the Rambam. Parakhes, connected back to Parakzayin. Kedei means in such a way as there will be Tznicha. That would be like the second way the Milchas Chinuch reads the Kedei Liapos in Halacha Aleph. Or it means Kavana. And we said Rambam obviously believes that Zomer at least requires additional Kavana. So whatever we say for Halacha Beis, we should say something consistent for Halacha Aleph. It's the same word, kedei. But actually, the Minchas Chinuch's two formulations in Halacha Aleph bear out our two formulations in Halacha Beis. But either way, what's important about the Rambam is it's consistent with the pattern of rewriting the Pesach Reish and Nichale Gemaras. The two questions of the Minchas Chinuch together, I don't say they resolve each other, but they form a pattern. And a larger pattern, as we know, Hoshana Achriti in Sukkah, right? The way the Rambam treats the Krisus Gemaras, and so on and so forth. Whether the Rambam is saying here that Liyapos Sakarka is the normal definition of Harisha, like Rabbeinu Hananel, like the Yerushalmi, or it's, the shiur of Kol Shehu being justified. Same options that we had in Rishonim and in the Achronim reading the Gemara, that I'm not sure. That I'm really not sure. But either way, Kedei Liyapos Sakarka and the two comments in the Chassidus should be integrated into our discussion. Next.
He does mention Kedei Liyapos only by the Tolus.
Yeah. And Zomer. But Zomer
so
is an Av until, that's Michael's point. Until the halacha of Dalet, until Perakas halacha Dalet, where he has Zohar and Shumatea, that's not where he says Kedei. Here, you're right, in Harisha, yes.
So like about Harisha, maybe you hold, the Ram does in Perak Zion, he only says Hafira. He doesn't say Ripui or anything, but
right.
If for the Ramam, Chorish does have some sort of status of Hefsher, so then the existence of Toldos may be.
I don't think you need it to be to connect to the Hefsher issue. Meaning, even if it's not, the Neina Av for the Rambam is Avoda directly on the Karka. And Menachesh and Mezared and all these things are indirect. So I think even if you disentangle it from the issue of Zriya, because Man the Karshamein in the Rambam, he doesn't mention it anywhere.
Right.
I still think it's totally understandable why it's a Tolda. These are Toldos and not Neina Av.
No,
but you might be right.
They wouldn't even be told us for
the Kedei.
Yeah.
That could be. But the Kedei doesn't have to mean Zriya. The Kedei Liyapos isn't Zriya. It could just be improves the Karka. I'm just saying we might as well leave the Zriya out of it. There's no advantage. I agree with you that it might be that the Toldos require a Kedei in Harisha, or particular ones maybe to differentiate them from being Zoreya or Kotzer. That could also be. Just like we said in Zomer. A, per se, objectively, is this enough to be considered Choresh? B, there are other candidates. So to win over the competition, maybe the Kedei is important. I just say, I don't think you need to bring in the Zriya component. Just say Yipui Karka as the Mechayim. Right? It could be also Zriya, the Shem Zer, but you don't benefit from it. So might as well make it more universal. Okay. So let's comment now just quickly on Charitza Shnia. So we already noted the question. When the Gemara speaks about the issue, is the Gemara just interested, linguistically in order and so on, or the Gemara saying that there's really a debate and a real question about the status of Charitza Shnia La'achar, Charitza La'achar Zriya. So the Ritva definitely says yes, and the question is why. So it could be, again, more of a technical question. Ritva has one day where he says, it's also interesting, maybe the problem is Afar Tichoach. After the Zriya, so the ground is already more flexible, softer, whatever it is there a Harisha of Afar Tichoach? So the Ritva says maybe not. the Rebbeinu Tam, Tosaf Lamed Tesal Aleph, seems to say that Alter Tichoa still is subject to Harisha. I think the Minchas Chinuch and the other Achronim say it depends how Tichoach it is. If you have, you know, Afar, which is just going to go back into its place, you know, everybody will agree there's no Harisha. Again, is that a Shiur in the Afar? Or that's a din in Davar HaMiskayim and Eidom Miskayim and Lachs Machshevas? I'm not sure. However, Tichoach is an interesting issue. So let's leave that aside for the moment. Just in terms of Harisha itself. So, from a Hechsher Zriya point of view, I think it could go either way. On the one hand, you might say it's the pre-Zriya, that's what it is, it's defined as the pre-Zriya. The fact that it facilitates Zriya after the fact may already be within the borders of Zriya. Now, what differentiates a pre-Zriya or adjunct or subservient to Zriya and Zriya? It could be the role that it plays and it could be the order that it's done. So you could argue that, you know, as a hechsher, it has to be an advance. Kishmo Kenu, it's a real hechsher. Or you could say, no, anything that helps the growth facilitates it, that is related to the quality of the zera itself, or the Nesina Bakarka, is harisha, even after the fact. Or it could be that it's really just a question of how you define harisha. Maybe if harisha is not connected to zriya, dafka has to be before. Maybe. Either way, what's interesting, of course, is that the Rambam goes with the original Choresh before Zoraya, and he omits mention of Halachas Riyah, at least on the Avos side of things. Milchasinuf noted that as well. According to Rashi, the fact that Psachim and Menzayin, which is Harisha Lachar Zriya, is considered Zriya, needs to be considered. We already discussed the Mechaskinik's problem in our suggested solution. In any case, the fact that the Rambam doesn't mention normal Harisha Lachar Zriya, the Mechaskinik has two perspectives on it. One is, in Hilchos Harisha, the Rambam omitted it, but Lo Gara Mi Menachesh Umashve v'choritz v'choper. It's merape, it's choresh. These other things are choresh, then that's choresh. That's the Michal Schemach's view in Harisha. But of course it's based on a very important assumption. And that is that the essential definition of Harisha is ripui ara, which the Rambam never mentions. And that indeed it's logara. Well, a gara b'choritz v'choper certainly may be gara. Choritz v'choper is when there's no, it's avodas hakarka, it's binyan v'karka, whatever you want to call it, hashvos p'nei hakarka. That's different once there's zera there. As for menachesh and mekarsim and mezarim, certainly there could still be a difference. It could be that the Rambam holds that harisha, la'achar zriya, is too much zriya. Hard to know. Anyways, the Minchas Chinuch in Zriya, which we saw previously, had a different formulation. There he assumed that the Rambam rejected Harisha Lachar Zriya. And that on that basis, felt that Rav Yosef rejected the overlap. Because he felt that Harisha Lachar Zriya is Zriya. So again, I don't think I like the Mechaskinus analysis, and I don't think it's just it's not just technical, but it is fundamental, the nature of Harisha. Gufa is connected to this problem, but I don't think it works well, or so well, in the Rambam itself, obviously, based on what we've been seeing, which is that the Rambam, or if it does, let me say, you have to just add one point, and that is that the Rambam doesn't believe Harisha has anything to do with Zriya. As if Harisha and Zriya are connected, and it's a question of what is the line, and that explains the lack of overlap and so on, I think it works very well. You might say, oh, that's the difference. Harisha before Zriya is Harisha Tachshir. Harisha Lachar Zriya is already over the line in Zriya. But for the Rambam, what we'd have to say is the opposite. What we'd have to say is Harisha is independent of Zriya. Once you have Zriya, everything is looked at as Zriya. But does anything have to do with the Avodas HaKarka? I'm not so sure whether it makes so much sense, but either way, that's the Mechaskimus analysis in Zareya. Yeah?
Is that the comment around the definition of Nakish? Is it that Nakish is thinking the whole around the fantastic century there?
Why would that be a problem? Well, I think either way Menachesh has to be after Zoru. Everybody agrees that. Another question is whether Menachesh is weeding or Menachesh is, you know... I thought on the contrary, it's, the Ramban Pirush Mishnayos is much better, and that's what the Farshim point out.
Then how would you say that it's just a line between Harish and Zriya?
Right, so I think the line, the difference is, I think that's what I was trying to say before, when you, the difference is whether you are dealing with a karka or not. Whether you're directly dealing with the karka is the difference. Well, you're dealing with the roots of the. You mean you're talking about the Pirush Mishnayos. You're dealing with the roots of the zera or the netiyah. Whereas, like as Koresh, Kofar, Korates, all of that deals with the karka per se, as karka, not just as makom hazera. That's a bit ironic that dealing with the makom hazera is karisha, and dealing with the karka la'achar zriya is zriya. I think that's paradoxical, but it's different. But I basically agree with you. I'm just telling you they're different. Even the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos is dealing with the, you know, your. So I mean, I understand it the other way too. I just think it's paradoxical. Basically, when you try to improve the climate of the specific Sharashim, so that's what Karisha. That's clear. That's Karisha. And when you deal more generally with the Karka, which is the framework for the Zriya. When you do that after Zriya, that's Zriya. It's ironic, I think, and paradoxical.
How would you define Parisha Shia? Is that more of the... Is Parisha Shia more on the Zara or more on the Karka?
No, I think it's more on the Karka. I would have said the opposite, but I understand it this way, if I'm reconstructing. The Parisha Shia would be on the Karka. Not focusing on the Zara or the particular places of the Zara. Menachem, around Parisha Shia, is Ikari Asherashim. Now, what would be according to the Rambam? Yeah.
This consists of Rashi and Ein Gimel.
Yeah.
So how are that fit in with Israel? It's in the order. The first.
I thought Rashi. It could be that Rashi thinks that there's no machlokas even. That everybody agrees that Harisha la'achar Zriya is still Harisha. What I was saying in Rashi before was. Rashi understands that even. That Harisha la'achar Zriya is Zriya in Shvius, because there is a Harisha. But in Shabbos, where there's Harisha, but Harisha is the Shem Zriya, which is what Rashi says on Ayin Table and Base, Ripui Ara, it's always the Shem Zriya, the Shem Zriya, it's like 3-4 times. So Rashi says, it's not a problem that the Harisha here is facilitating Zriya after the fact, but that's what Harisha always is. I was saying, you could have said, well, because it's so close, in other words, it's like we've been saying all along. When things are very similar, so that can be a positive or a negative. In Rashi's case, we're using it as a positive. We're saying, well, Harisha is meant to enable Zriya to begin with. And therefore, a Harisha l'achar Zriya, a Harisha l'fnei Zriya, as long as it enhances Zriya, By working with the contours of the karka, one way or another, and that's Harisha. It could also work the other way by saying, you know, Harisha and Zriya are basically the same thing. It's a question of drawing the line. So maybe the line is before and after. Anything after is called Zriya. Anything before is called Harisha.
Maybe also that on Ein Gimel Beis, the Harisha after the Zriya, that's not on the makom of the Zriya necessarily.
For sure. I don't think it's necessarily. It's not, well, it's not like in the Ikari Asharashim. It's like the whole of the field again.
Yeah.
But it's going to help the growth process. But it's Harisha. Yeah. So that's the issue of Achar, Harisha, Achar Zriya is an interesting question. Whether or not it's Machlokas at all, whether that Machlokas is connected to our problem, not clear, but there are some indications, and so on. Atzit Shena Naku. Just give me one more minute to finish off. So again, as the Mechassin and others know, we already saw this. In Zriya, it's not clear, and in Harisha, so the evidence in the Gemara is not clear about Zriya or Harisha in Atzit Sheino Naku. Atzit Sheino Naku means it's not Mechubar. The Magen Avos that the Mechassin quotes says, it's Hova Hatalia. Harisha depends on, or really says, Harisha depends on Zriya. But one could argue, if you were to, again, if Harisha is about Hechsher Zriya, then of course the Magen Avos is right. Whatever you say, it has to be in tandem. But if we take the view that Harisha Lechud, Harisha is about, the contours of the Karka, Haklaka, Hashva, whatever, Ripui, Yipui, whatever it is, and it also may require Makom Shiroi Lezriya, because otherwise it's Sela and Eben, and this is what makes it karka, but or that's part of the inherent, that's an example of yipui and ripui or whatever, but it's not the mechayev. So then there's absolutely no reason why these two issues have to be hava hatalia. Right? You could say in either direction. You could say that Zriya is more about smicha, but it doesn't require mechubar. But Harisha is a vodas ha-mechubar. Or vodas ha-karka. And that's a shen and nakum is not karka, or it's not mechubar. The question is, do you need mechubar or only karka? And you could say exactly, so then you would be more machmir, because you would demand atzitz or nakuv, dafka, for Harisha. Or you could say the opposite. You could say that Zriya is Zriya bikarka. But in Harisha, all we care about is that he's machlik or mashve, as long as it's karka, even if it isn't mechubar. The point is, you could be machalik. What about Mizabel Mesakel Avonim? So the Yerushalmi says that fertilizing, removing stones and things, etc. So that's not actual avoda beguf or bechefza shalakarka, but it's doing things to extraneous things, removing obstacles or case of Mizabel, right, to chemicals that will enhance, I guess, the fertile quality of the karka, whatever. So Yerushalmi says these are all included in Harisha. The Rambam omits it. In Rambam omits it. The Mechaschinuch assumes the davar pashut that it's mechal yipui karka. But again, if the Rambam really holds that the Chofer, the Choreitz, the Choresh are all the same, that it's really about Hashvas, Pnea Karka, whatever, about the Gufa Karka, so then we might want to compare it to Nachal Eson. If you recall, Nachal Eson, we noted, the Rambam says explicitly there, Mizabel, Mesalek is not considered Harisha, or a Voda Bekarka, because that's be a Voda Gufa Katsushal Karka. So there, right, it's obvious that that's so, because it's not about Tzmicha. It's about Lo Yaveid, Lo Yizareya. Certainly it's about the Chetzeshol Karka. Here I think it's less obvious, but the Ram's omission, if the Ram really doesn't hold this, we did Hekshe Zriya, may very well preclude maybe an intentional omission of these cases. Okay, I think we'll stop here. One other thing I just mentioned, this will finish. There's a discussion also in the Achronim, the Chassidim has it too, about Midbar. If you really require Makom Zarua, so how can it be Harisha b'Midbar? So, the Chassidim quotes the Tosin Chul in that Pechasim of Days, some nace in the Midbar, even though it was a Midbar, things grew, so the Harisha was meaningful, it was a Makom Zera, and so on. So if you say that, there's no problem. But the Minhag Sinuch himself is a very interesting idea. He says it doesn't matter whether or not the malacha actually took place in the Mishkan. What's important is, anybody know? Ashrei? Yoni? What's important is that it's a process that was necessary for the malachas that took place in the Mishkan. So however they got their samamanim to use in the Mishkan, the point is it implies a certain chashivos of the process that brings you there. Of course, that's a very fascinating idea. And it's important for, Yoni? For the Mishkan issue. Right, we spoke about whether or not the fact that these were done in the Mishkan was important, or the Mishkan is just a reflection of Dvarim Chashuvim, and you can go outside the Mishkan, you can live it within the Mishkan. This idea of the Minchas Chinuch, that Mishkan doesn't dafka mean what happened in the Mishkan, but things that, processes that would make possible what happened in the Mishkan as well, implies an outside Mishkan Chashivos perspective. Okay, we'll stop here. One other thing, the Karsim, Mizarin, and so on, which I mentioned before, is a debate whether it's Zareh, Chorish, or Kotzer. Again, the Minchas Chinuch says there are overlaps. There's no evidence of it in the Rambam. Okay, we'll stop here. On Sunday, we'll start with Kotzer. The Ramban that we discuss is, of course, very important, as Tosai and Gimel and Beis. We'll continue from there. And I'll give you one more of the Kotzer as well. Kotzer and Goze is first. Yeah.
When Chasim or did you